brought to you by
Highland Homes and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave himself.
Thank you so much. And because it is Thursday, we welcome in our special rant friend, Gordon Keith.
Hey, what's happening, Hardliners?
Hi, Rant.
Say hi to Saxy. We're at the Chiloso in Saxy.
I drive through Saxy all the time.
Do you really?
I do. That's on my normal route of driving.
Really? Why is that?
Okay.
His postal route.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask about this text that I got from your producer, DJ.
Go on. We may need to crank Gordon up a little bit.
He texted me at 1:32 p.m. today, and he said, Rant Revival Reminder. They aren't broadcasting from Chiloso and Saxy today.
Typo.
They aren't.
I thought that was a very odd bit of information.
That's how I know I'm slipping into being an old man. I cannot text anymore to save my life. Tons of typos.
What a weird thing to say we aren't doing.
Right. I know.
Very specific.
It was like as if that was going to be the default assumption I always had about your show every Thursday.
Elephant hunting today in Saxony.
So right. Don't even suggest that they are.
Yes.
Because they might get mad.
It's a curious.
Get out of here with that stuff, Gordon.
All right, Dave.
All right, well, I have an update. So if you remember back early in the basketball season when we weren't sure who would be in the finals.
Yeah.
We were excited about the fact that Megan Thee Stallion might be attending some Mavs games because she was dating Klay Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We should have jumped on that when we had the chance.
And, of course, it didn't work out. In April, she posted, "Trust, fidelity, and respect are non-negotiable for me in a relationship. And when those values are compromised, there's no real path forward.
Yeah.
I'm taking this time to prioritize myself and move ahead with peace and clarity." So evidently, Klay wandered a little bit outside of their relationship.
Yeah.
As pro athletes are wont to do.
She thought that she could change a perpetual bachelor who is worth like $200 million, and his options are the following. The world.
I'm familiar.
Those are his options. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, so now she is back. She, on social media this week, has teased unreleased music.
Oh,
that
boy.
Appears to be inspired by Klay Thompson.
Oh, this is the worst part about marrying anybody that write song, or being the boyfriend of anybody that writes songs.
Yes. So it's a clip from a music, I don't know
what?
If it's a music video.
It's a clip,
a segment, a bite, if you will.
Thank you for clarifying.
Of Megan Thee Stallion and her girlfriends on a boat, like on a yacht, and they're cruising out on the water. They're having shots, sipping champagne, twerking, having a great time, but it's just us girls.
Yep.
It's just us girls. There's no boys allowed.
Good.
And one of the lyrics in the clip that she shared,
careful,
it says, "All that wifey S is dead. Put that to bed. I'm going to make them beg when I want some."
Yeah.
Sex? Bread?
Bread, but yeah. Not bread.
Money.
So, yeah,
she's
ready to get back out there.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Especially when she has a platform
of
the world.
Right, right. Oh,
can
God.
I ask something, please?
Go on.
Go ahead.
So, let's say that you, as a man, were newly single.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you release a video of you and a couple of your buddies on a boat just dry humping the air? Like, what's the male equivalent to we're on a boat twerking to signify our singleness?
What is that?
I mean, maybe we're in Vegas partying.
And there are chicks
hitting the tables,
dancing around us. It looks like a video. Cool video.
Yeah.
I just... I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess I don't understand. I want the male equivalent of twerking.
Yeah, guys don't hump the air.
Not yet.
Are
Bob's
we going to look
to start it?
Are we going to look back at this era of the twerk and realize that
it's gross?
Yeah. Or is twerking always going to be a thing?
I don't know. It is a special talent. Not everybody can twerk.
On the next Hardline, Corby asks, is twerking always going to be a thing?
So, when we landed in France in World War II...
The Germans were twerking.
And the Germans were all twerking on Utah Beach, like, hand on the back of their head.
Yeah. Standing on top of those pillboxes, just working it.
Would we have been able to even fire our weapons?
Don't make that look on your face, Dave.
No, we'd be laughing too hard.
Right.
Right.
And then you know what?
Right. As our soldiers, the gangplanks go down of those Higgins boats, and they're running out, I wish my balls were bigger! I wish my balls were bigger!
And then that would have ended the war because they would have started twerking too and like,
yeah,
oh, this is so fun.
We're ball maxing and they're twerking and no one's shooting anyone.
It would have brought the world together.
Yeah, it really would
have. Avoided a world war.
That would have really changed U.S. cinema too.
If that was the first 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan. Yeah, that would be different.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but you could count on Spielberg to capture it. Like,
capture it, yes, very realistically.
It's just silent. You see, like, one of the U.S. men peeing in their pants. They're so nervous, and then that door opens, and it's just...
And just the sound of butt cheeks just...
Oh, man. Another pop star in the news, Doja Cat... went on Twitter/X yesterday, and she wanted to request the reinstatement of the audio post feature. I guess it was a voice notes thing that was discontinued last year sometime. And so she wrote, hey, Elon, if you see this, please put the audio post feature back on there. Thanks, you frog-billed-looking bitch.
God.
Barrel-chested Ewok, you look like you eat sand.
Did he respond?
I don't know if he responded, but I don't know that that is like putting honey on it and asking nicely for the thing that you want.
Yeah, huh. Probably.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask another one, yes.
Was that a drop?
Have you ever looked at someone and said they look like they eat sand?
No.
I don't understand that insult.
We've said you can pound sand, but yeah, I don't really know what that means either, eating sand.
But I do agree that he is a frog-billed looking bitch.
Frog-billed?
He looks like the singing frog from Warner Brothers.
In a way, yes, he does. Although, congratulations to him, because it looks like he's going to be a trillionaire.
Can we go back to Twerky's talk?
He's kind of winning.
Richardson on Hot Rod was their Asian friend. What was the dance he was doing as he had his hands behind his head?
Did he invent the twerk?
I don't think that was a, by definition, twerk, but that was a really funny dance that seemed to involve thrusting.
And mainly because he's smiling the whole time. Like he's
Well, you could smile and twerk, probably.
No, but he's so happy during his dance. I think that's part of the comedy of it.
I think it is just hands behind your head and hip thrusting.
And throwing whatever you have in the air.
One of the funniest 10 seconds in Hot Rod, but there are many.
Keep going, Dave.
Are there?
Yes, there are.
Well, I guess I just ended the show. So.
You got one more? You got time for one more?
No, because I have extra stuff for Rant. Usually I try to squeeze in two, but I have three that I want to try and get to for Rant. So I think that we need to prepare for Rant next.
3 minutes.
519. From sexy Texas, ladies and gentlemen. It is a hard line at Chiloso Mexican Bistro. Come on out and see us. We're here till 7 o'clock. We would love to have you here. Brand new place. It's awesome. And this, since it's Thursday, is the Rant Revival. And that, of course, stars the three horsemen of the rant from many years ago, Gen X Davy Lane, Corby the Snake Davidson, and, of course, our benevolent leader, Gordon Keith. And it's brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
And, ladies and gentlemen, here are the guys. Let me just get out of the way. Make them a wide
clear berth. The floor. By the way, Gordon, are you twitching tonight?
No, I'm certainly glad you asked me that, because I am not twitching tonight because I have to travel to Oklahoma for our morning show.
Oh, wow. You guys are at Choctaw in the morning.
Yes.
You don't
now,
leave
maybe
it.
I'll do a surprise Twitch stream tonight at some point. I don't know. Just make sure you have your notifications turned on when I go live, because maybe I'll do that. I don't know. But
isn't
there's
it kinda
no planned
awesome?
Twitch stream.
Isn't it kind of awesome to spend the night up there? It's kind of like when you guys used to stay actually at Cowboys training camp, and your walk to work takes about 90 seconds.
Love it. It's I love awesome. That facility.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's Sky Tower. What do they call that?
Yeah. Yep.
That section. It's really nice up there.
Bringing that cheddar too tonight before the show.
Well, I'm sorry. What?
Don't talk that way.
What? What did you just say?
Twitch.tv actual right Gordon Keith, right?
Yes, twitch.tv/actual Gordon Keith.
What in the world?
All right, Dave.
Okay.
I'll be bringing dat cheddar right before the show.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of people who bring dat cheddar, there is a YouTuber, a very popular YouTuber, that has been banned for life from all Six Flags parks.
Whoa.
So his name is Alan Farrell. He has 1.8 million YouTube subscribers.
Way better than you.
And
I have zero.
He's one of those. He's like kind of like a Mr. Beast wannabe. He posts challenges. He answers challenges.
Okay.
And so last month, he posted a video where he attempted to eat a 10-piece McDonald's chicken nuggets while riding the Millennium Force roller coaster at Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. And so it went viral. There were hundreds of thousands of views within a few days, and it prompted a response from Six Flags officials saying that he's permanently banned from all Six Flags properties. They say food and other loose items are prohibited on rides because they can create a safety hazard, and they have a zero tolerance.
How did he sneak it on the ride? Like Napoleon Dynamite with his tots?
So, in the video,
sick reference.
They show him outside the park, and he's stuffing the box of chicken nuggets into the front of his pants.
Ew.
And then he gets on the ride, he gets on the roller coaster, and he pulls out the box of chicken nuggets, and he waits until they leave the station, and as they're making the first climb, he starts eating the chicken nuggets. And it's kind of a montage of him just getting thrown around and trying to get nuggets into his mouth.
Sounds and, funny, though.
And then at some point, as they're in like kind of a lull, he asks his buddy who's filming, sitting next to him, to sauce me. And so he... He holds out like a honey mustard thing, and he dips it, and then as they're going down, just this string of honey mustard goes flying back behind them.
It's a good bit.
Yeah, it's a good bit. And so then they get to the end, and he verifies that he only was able to eat 7 of the 10 nuggets, so he failed.
Oh, no.
But then to me, the capper of the whole bit was at the end of the video. You know how they have those hidden cameras on the coaster that they snap your pic
yes.
as you're going down one of the hills? And so they have on the video them videoing when they're scrolling through the photos, and it's him like shoving a nugget into his mouth as his picture's being snapped on the descent. So
right.
Pretty good bit. I guess worth it if you're not ever planning on going back to Six Flags.
So my... story along those lines of not shoving chicken nuggets down my mouth, but my buddy, unbeknownst to any of us, during the camera process, and this would have been like 1996 or 7, when we were at the, what is the big ride at Six Flags now, the wooden roller coaster?
Texas Giant.
The Texas Giant. So whatever the point is, when they snapped that picture, my buddy threw up. So he didn't know that was the picture. We'd never ridden the ride before.
That's incredible.
And so we go look at the pictures, and it's just him with a stream of vomit flying out of his mouth.
Perfectly timed?
Yes. This is our
Did
buddy
you buy
Dave.
It?
I don't think we had enough money to buy it. We had enough money to get in, but we didn't have enough money to buy the picture.
Yeah, they didn't buy it because you can see the watermark on the image.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dude.
But anyway, good bit.
Your buddy, though, Corby, he wasn't eating pants nuggets, was he?
No, he was not eating tots or nuggets or pizza or anything.
But that is a once-in-a-lifetime
opportunity to get the picture. Dude, I'm telling you.
I'm offended
that
he didn't buy it.
It's like $25 to buy those pictures. I mean, he may have bought it. Maybe he did buy it, and maybe it's prominently displayed.
I think we need to get to the bottom
of this.
All
right, I'll text him.
If that photo exists, we need to share the
Netherlands, send me a note. If you still have the photo... Or if you bought the photo of you, yeah, Netherland.
Okay, next on the rant revival, what is the most egregious thing that you can do in an office break room?
I'm going to guess microwave fish.
Okay.
You are correct.
Oh, okay.
So there was an incident in South Carolina that went horribly wrong. So, Michael DeBlase, a 46-year-old detective with the Myrtle Beach Police Department, was arrested on June 2nd. And so, immediately following, the Myrtle Beach Police Department announced that it had severed his employment following an internal investigation. So, the alleged incident involved DeBlase removing his department-issued firearm from its holster while in the police department briefing room and pointing it at another officer. They didn't say whether the firearm was loaded, but it was in response to the other officer microwaving fish in the communal microwave.
Whoa.
So and they didn't say what kind of fish it was. But
does it matter?
The odor was so bad from the microwave fish that this guy pulled his gun out of the holster and drew down on his fellow officer.
God. So,
wow.
Okay, so I can't remember which Super Bowl this was, but I drew the short straw of, this is back when we had roommates, of rooming with Norm. But it was not, it was like, there were two rooms in a common area.
That sounds like a win to me.
Right? Maybe I drew the long straw. But it was two bedrooms in a common area. So this would have been like 05, something like that. Well, Norm, of course, famously does not go out for dinner. He'll order in or buy food or whatever.
Doesn't he buy a party sub on Monday?
Yeah, make it last. Yeah,
sawing off a little part for each meal.
But he bought, like, Captain Ron's fish and put it in the microwave one day and cooked it, and I came into the room around dinner. It was after the show. It was like 7-something. And I come into the show and...
Into the room.
I'm sorry, into the room. And he had cooked it. And I'm like, what? What is that smell? What is going on?
Ooh.
And then I noticed that it was coming from the trash. And I picked up Captain Ron's cardboard. And he had taken like one bite out of it and just dumped it in the trash.
I smell fish.
And so I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, he made the whole room smell for the whole night of Captain Ron's cod, like, for no reason. But I don't know if that's firearm worthy.
No.
So,
and by the way,
why didn't Norm take it out to the dumpster? Like, you can't dump fish in the communal trash can.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care one bit.
In South Carolina, pointing a firearm at another person is a felony. And so he could be sentenced up to 5 years. He has a court date coming up in August.
Yeah, I would think just about anywhere pointing a firearm at somebody is a felony,
especially
right?
Over fish.
Especially yeah. Pulling a firearm on a cop.
Does he think this is the Old West?
Did you ever pull a firearm on your girlfriend who was stinky?
Well, she's back in the mix.
Corby, tell that story.
I don't like anyone that I work with.
How long did you put up with it before you broke up with her?
Why are you hiding this from us?
This show sucks.
I think technically she broke up with me. Because
but you engineered it somehow.
Because I stopped contacting her, and then I believe I got a message that she's breaking up with me.
And this is before texting, so you just ghosted her.
Yeah, this is in like 91 or something like that. So, yeah, 89.
You just vanished.
I did. I was gone.
Because it was.
Because why?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Why?
What was the impetus for the breakup?
It just was a bad situation. I bit off more than I could chew.
It smelled like Captain Ron's cod.
There you go, yeah.
Uber has released its 10th annual Lost and Found Index. I didn't know they did this, but evidently they do this every year. So they list the most common things that people leave behind in their ride shares.
All right, phone 1, wallet 2, keys 3.
Yes. Phone, wallet, luggage, keys, headphones, clothing, passports, glasses, jewelry, laptops. Those were the top 10.
DJ and I just experienced this on our most recent road trip of me leaving my phone in the Uber that we took from the airport to the hotel.
Yeah, you almost ruined the entire trip.
I did.
How'd you get it back?
It was Tim Tom.
Yeah, my buddy.
Tim Tom was able to call the driver.
My buddy Huey was quick on his feet and we were like, this is never going to work. He kept calling my phone, which was on silent in the back of an SUV. And I'm like, it's never going to work. But it worked.
Not with that attitude.
DJ, how did it work? I still don't know.
I think we're retelling it wrong every time. You sent a code via the website to the Uber driver. So I think the Uber driver got an alert on his phone that somebody left a phone in his car, and he went back and looked. That's okay. What I think happened.
And then he could feel the vibration of my hot phone on his thigh.
Yes.
How did your phone get in his seat?
Well, he got it. He got it out, and then Huey kept calling it.
Like, what aren't you telling us?
And it would then vibrate hotly on his moist thigh.
Okay, among those that were the most unique or unusual items, dentures with only 2 teeth. Gordon will love this. Breast milk. Somebody left some breast milk in their Uber.
Like a whole gallon jug?
I don't know.
That's not the way you transport breast milk.
Maybe it was like a nursing mommy, and so it was a little travel cooler with some breast milk in it.
I'm just not comfortable with mommy.
Human hair.
What? You don't leave hair. It just falls out.
Like your wig?
I don't know. It just says human hair. A group picture featuring Donny Osmond.
Okay, that's awesome.
Somebody really wanted their pick of Donny Osmond back. An ankle monitor. Somebody was able to slide out of their ankle monitor in the back of their Uber.
Corby had one of those at one time.
Yeah. An oxygen tank and a gold grill, like a mouth grill.
You wonder if you've been driving Uber for more than a week, have you had phone, wallet, keys left in your car?
Yes, absolutely.
It's got to happen to a regular Uber driver 10 times a year.
I'm pretty sure that my wife did it one time. She left her phone.
Do you think if you have a grill
that you take it out?
I was going to say, you get in the Uber and it's like kicking your shoes off when you get home. You've had enough of
just, I'm so tired of representing at the club.
Right.
Take this out and let my teeth breathe.
Let me sit this next to me, and the next thing you know, you got out and you didn't grab your grill.
Others that didn't make the top 10 list, but other unusual items. A mannequin. Like a full mannequin.
Okay,
how do you leave that behind?
Well, how does the driver not notice it when you get out? Hey, you left your mannequin.
Is that so you can ride in the HOV lane?
Probably.
Sorry.
A textured photo, a rhinestone bedazzled picture of Jesus.
Yes.
Classy.
A welding helmet, pelvis implants.
wait, what?
Hang on.
What?
What did you say?
pelvis implants.
What does that mean?
You can
mean?
Take those out like you're relaxing?
What, do you pull them out of your butt?
I mean, maybe they were taking them to the hospital, or maybe they were a pelvic implant salesman.
Pelvic implant salesman.
I hear they're hiring.
What do you need pelvic implants for? Is it
a broken pelvis?
A vanity thing?
No. It's not an elective surgery.
What did Kardashian have? She had something down there, didn't she?
Bottom.
Did she have the Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah, butt implants.
I'm going to buy that you can have pelvic implants. I just don't know if they're detachable.
Yeah, there's no way they're detachable.
Like a Mr. Potato Head feature.
I feel like if they're in there, they are doing the job of your hip bones, and you can't just take them out in the taxi.
I think he's right. It had to be a salesman.
You know, I have an orthopedist in my family, and I've been told that the hip replacement, that's a two-person job.
Uh-huh. You have to have two people donate their hips to you?
It takes two doctors to shove that thing in there. And then the most,
and you can do it in a taxi?
And then the most disturbing item on the entire list for me, a child's prosthetic eye.
Ew.
I thought kids were born with adult-sized eyes.
It was a child's...
It was a prosthetic eye that belonged to a child.
Right.
So again, they got done at the club and they needed to relax, so they just popped the eye out.
Dude, just take your eye out and relax for a few minutes.
Do you guys know anyone with a fake eye that can pop it out like that?
No. Do you?
Dick Vitale.
He has a fake eye?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would take it out and pop it in his mouth to clean it like people used to do contact lenses in the day.
Dude, he could spin it on his finger.
It's quite the scene if you've ever seen an eye pop out. It's kind of badass.
Are they marbles? Or are they glass?
I didn't touch it because it seemed like that it was. You might as well jam a thumb up somewhere.
Yeah, like it's like you're fingering their eye socket.
I don't know, man.
I just don't know if that's a verb that could be used on the radio.
I don't either.
Well, if you're doing it to a suspect, you can do it.
Yeah,
you can do that verb.
You're pointing out a suspect with your finger.
In their eye socket.
It's called fingering a suspect.
Okay.
In their eye socket.
Don't you start, Gordon.
Well, he's technically trying to clear this mess up.
Everything's dirty, Bob.
Well, I didn't like you the way you leaned into that word.
Which one? Suspect?
The sharp enunciation that you decided to use.
By the way, Gordon, I wish you were out here because the fire department from Saxy just came out, and they gave us little stickers that say, Saxy Fire Rescue, Junior Firefighter.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I can't make you a full firefighter.
Do you give your mom
so you have to have to be a junior. Okay, now that's clearly a drop.
Repeat that, Gordon.
All the way from
give your mom an orgasm?
God.
I like it better if you have to start with, can I ask a question?
Can I ask something, please?
Go on.
Do you give your mom an orgasm?
Like what, when you're born?
Yeah, have y'all heard about that?
Oh, don't even.
I swear, that's a real thing.
Huh?
No.
Some women experience orgasm during childbirth.
I thought it was the greatest pain a human could ever have.
This sounds like something he found in a London paper again.
No, this is a real thing, and I mean, it's not real common, but it does happen.
I doubt it is real common.
It only happens to real hot babies.
So when
could you possibly get in heaven if your first act on this earth was giving your mother one of those?
God, it's so gross. So anytime now women complain about that, well, you've never been through childbirth, you say, well, you didn't have an orgasm? Most do.
Oh. Are you frigid?
Well, it appears we're out of time.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, I want to hear Bob's comments on this.
We got to go.
Well,
it's so late.
A question?
Unfortunately. Go ahead, Gordon.
You don't follow Chinese guys that play chess?
There he goes. Gordon Key. Drive safe up to Choctaw.
Can I ask a question?
There he goes. There's the rant revival. Let's come back and talk about the finals.
It's like Layla.
Jalen Brunson next.